Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oy, really sad news about that little six-year-old girl. God rest her soul. And whoever was responsible for her death, let's hope they are already burning in hell. Here we go, getting underway. Let's see, this is the, what edition is this?
Thursday.
Who wants to put on a show?
Okay, let's hear it.
First things first.
Turn on the radio.
What's your favorite show?
I feel like this is my new favorite show.
Okay, we're done here.
I have a show to put on.
It's showtime.
Indeed it is, showtime with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president and dean of Insensitivity University, where our specialty is non-politically correct studies. Great to have you along. There is much to discuss today. The Democrats, in their never-ending quest to come up with a designated loser to run against Donald John Trump in November, they move on now to Nevada. And they're already having big fights out there between the unions and crazy Bernie over universal health care. In fact, I think we'll be hearing from crazy Bernie. I believe he's dropping by the show today for a brief interlude, or at least our guy that sounds just like Bernie will be dropping by. And we'll be talking about the upcoming South Carolina Democrat presidential primary as well. This whole business with COVID-19, better known as the coronavirus, is really starting to get pretty scary. We'll talk more about that as we proceed along. I can tell you this. I received today a map showing that the Pentagon, the Puzzle Palace, has been busy dusting off their pandemic playbook. The military has now approved 11 COVID-19 quarantine camps, which can contain up to 1,000 people. They are located next to major U.S. airports and stretch from the left coast, Seattle, San Francisco, L.A., back through the nation's midsection, and on the nearest locale for a quarantine camp, should they be needed, is Atlanta, which figures. Because, number one, all of these are going to be located near airports because it's where the people who are the most likely to be contaminated with COVID-19 are going to be arriving. And Atlanta, let's face it, is the busiest airport in America. So all of this makes sense in terms of planning. And it's interesting because I was listening to the Fox News radio broadcast today, and they were sort of downplaying. Then, CDC says, we got these additional cases, but no cause for alarm. There's no need to panic. No need to run screaming into the streets. And yet, I heard an interview with a guy whose business it is to track this stuff, who's up at Mayo, a Mayo Clinic in Rochester, not the one in New York, the one in Minnesota, which may be where Rush may be. I'm not sure. In any event, this guy was talking serious, and he was asked directly, are you expecting this to be a pandemic? And his answer was yes. Yeah. Going to be a pandemic. And I saw another graph that showed the extent of the outbreaks, I'm not sure if it showed fatalities or just people who had been infected. The spread of SARS on a comparative map with COVID-19, with the coronavirus, and coronavirus is way, way more widespread than SARS already. And part of that is easy to understand. I mean, the Chi-Coms allowed about a million people out of Wuhan before they locked things down. And, you know, you let a million people go, they go in a million different directions and spread it in a million different spots. Now, I'm not saying, you know, it's going to be Spanish flu of 1918 or whatever it was, but by the same token, I think the official verdict typically is going to fall on the side of, well, you know, we don't want to panic people. You know, they're just a bunch of sheeple out there, and we have to make sure they remain calm. You know, like Kevin Bacon in Animal House, you know, remain calm. You know, everybody's panicked and running for their lives. But the seriousness of this, and it appears now, and bear in mind, there's nothing that anybody can do really in terms of having going and getting a flu shot, right? Now, the flu shot is guesswork at best itself. And this is so brand new, they're all just, you know, throwing darts at this point and hoping that something sticks. But even if they were to come up with something, it's going to be, what, a year, 18 months before it can be replicated in mass, before it can be available for public consumption. And apparently it is most severe in those over 40. So there's a lot more to talk about on this, and we will. And I just got through watching a horrifying video that is on Twitter. It is on the Twitter account of a, I believe this guy is an Israeli, right? Yeah. Amir Sarfati, Sarfati. Now, I'm giving you his name. His first name is Amir, Amir Sarfati, because I am not going to put this video on our Facebook page or on our Twitter page or Instagram or anything else because it purports to show, and the hashtags associated with this, by the way, are hashtag Chinese and hashtag coronavirus. And Amir has posted with this video, and it's only a 45-second video, Chinese police shooting to kill people sick with coronavirus that refused to be evacuated. Cremation followed the public public execution. And the video that I just watched shows hazmat dressed. Kill the audio on this, Moneypenny, because I'm going to run it in the background. The video shows what appear to be either Chinese military or police, and they are not fully dressed in hazmat suits, but they do have plastic coverings, kind of like plastic raincoats that they are wearing, and they have plastic covering their helmets as well. And there are three of them that I see walking. Two are carrying what appear to be what you and I would refer to as AR-15, similar type of weapon, a long rifle. And the other individual is carrying a handgun. And they're walking down the street, and there are bodies laying in the street. And there are horrified onlookers, I'm assuming maybe family members, and they are reacting, and there's another body of a man who apparently has been shot by these officers who's lying in the street. I can tell you this. My friends that are still connected in the intel business tell me that the intel assessment is that the mortality rate, that is the number of people who have died so far from COVID-19 in China, is in excess of 100,000. And unless I miss my guess, that is a lowball estimate. More on this, and we proceed with the day's show as we get rolling here on the penultimate workday of the week, Bobby Mack Show here on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
McClain. Welcome back. 322 here, the Bobby Mack Show. Let me catch up with the text line, 71307. This is how you join me, of course, the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you want to send me a text message, just use the CSRP, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, which is 71307, and my email remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. Broadcasters Foundation? Really? Yep, they're just they're waiting for me. They have a wheelchair right outside the door, ready to take me to the home when that day arrives. And boy, it's a big feeling of security, I can tell you. Yeah, right. Bobby, can Governor McTaxter keep coronavirus-infected people out There's some already in North Carolina. Bobby Mack, did you just say over 100,000 confirmed have died in China of the coronavirus? I just turned the radio on and caught the end of what you were saying. I thought the last report I read was about 900 people. Actually, the number now is up over 1,000. There's been another death in Japan that I believe has taken it over 1,000. But the 100,000 dead number that I gave you is a U.S. intelligence sources estimate. Okay? That is what the intel people that we're connected with, that's the number that they're using. That is their estimation of how many have died. We'll talk some more about how these numbers are acquired as well, and why I also said when I gave you that intel estimate, said that in my estimation, they are lowballing the number. That is a low estimate. Because we're talking about analysts here. Analysts in the intel business don't usually go overboard, all right? Bobby, did you say latest estimates of dead in China from coronavirus are 100,000 plus? Yes, U.S. intelligence estimates. Bobby, just want to thank you for being the first in our area for publicizing events that are not on the front pages of any internet sites. We deserve to know, from D in Greenville. Bobby, red Chinese police and military shooting civilians shows what happens when a society doesn't value God, life, or liberty. Now, by the way, if you want to see that video, and as I said, I am not reposting it because of the content. James Woods, the well-known conservative actor in Hollywood who was banned off Twitter, he is now back on Twitter as of Sunday, and he posted 1:13 this afternoon. Has anyone either verified or conversely debunked this video from China? What actually is happening here? Does anyone actually know? And the answer, to the best of my knowledge, is no. Nobody really knows what's going on. Now, it could be there was some criminal activity here and the police were responding to that. And they're wearing the poor man's hazmat suit as a nod to just making sure they're protected. Or could be something substantially worse, as I speculated. Bobby, what's the name of the Twitter account with the video again, please? It's easier probably if you just follow James Woods, the actor. I don't know if you know much about James Woods, but he's a staunch conservative. The progressives in Hollywood hate his living guts because he's a very bright guy. By very bright, I mean he has like a genius IQ. And as I said, he's a hardcore conservative, and he doesn't back off. Bobby, that promo asking us to pray for Rush before his show today was very kind of you. Thank you. Least I can do. Bobby, as you are well aware, 2 out of 3 Bernie voters are as stupid as the next one. Number one, they don't teach history, economics, or civics in school anymore, and believe me, it shows. Bobby Mack, you're right. They're throwing something at the wall to see if it sticks, but it's not darts. Yeah, had to clean it up here for radio. Bobby, every time I hear somebody mention the Mayo Clinic, I always think of the Airplane movie. Yeah. Okay, I'll take ham on one and haul the mayo. Right. Bobby, isn't the Center for Disease Controls also in Atlanta? It is. Bobby, for the virus doubters, take one uncaught case, then double it every day for 30 days. I actually have some numbers, and I'll share with you on the other side of the newscast. Bobby, is the anteater from the Pink Panther going to be on your show today? Henry from Fingerville. That would be, of course, Crazy Bernie. Well, Crazy Bernie himself is not, but our guy who plays Crazy Bernie on the radio and does it very well is going to be along a bit later. Bobby, I hope the SOB that killed that innocent six-year-old girl burns in hell. I'm with you. 329 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I will share some of these numbers about how quickly this coronavirus can spread, a little metric for it, when we come back on the other side of the news, because Annie's ready to go right now. By the way, tomorrow being Valentine's Day, a little bit later, a special edition of ATF, we are asking Alexa to give us some lines from romantic movies, and we'll see if the Bobettes can successfully identify which films they are from. Because, of course, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. That explains all those guys rushing out of the grocery store, flowers in hand. And now it's not milk and bread they're after this time. It's roses. Be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 24 before 4 here, hour number one, the Bobby Mac Show on Thursday. Let me see if I can quickly catch up with the text line here. Bobby, so Buttigieg is stepping on Slow Joe's toes in South Carolina, stealing a black endorsement. Just go on home, Joe. You know, really? Bobby, you can hear the gunshots in the background of the James Wood video posted on Twitter. Horrifying. I would agree. Bobby, I think somebody else on the radio today said that video James Woods referenced was a scene from a movie. Not any movie I ever saw was shot from these angles and shot on a smartphone. Bobby, I saw the James Wood video. I think those people are just getting flu shots. Is that meant as a joke? Because typically, to the best of my knowledge, even in China, when they go around giving flu shots, they don't carry long rifles and handguns and wear hazmat suits. And if they're getting flu shots, one of them must have killed one poor guy who was laying on the curb. Bobby, in God we trust. Remember, who made America great? Amen to that. Bobby, hopefully the unidentified male that they found dead with a six-year-old little girl was the one that also killed her. Justice served. Yeah, it does bear the hallmarks of a murder-suicide. Bobby, do you think Bernie's wife might have told lies to the feds regarding that college in Burlington, Vermont? No. No, I'm sure there was nothing to see there. or investigate. Bobby, now that same promo you guys are running that talks about your favorite tacos also asks if your liver works in Anderson? No, I don't think so. I hope your liver works in Anderson as well as other locales. Bobby, Mark Stein was referencing satellite photos of fires in China rumored to be corpses. Oh, gotcha. Bobby, where exactly did this come from, and do you think it could be the result of the Chinese government purging citizens? We don't know where it came from. It was posted by an Israeli on his Twitter feed, picked up by James Woods, and is circulated from there. And frankly, we don't know, in all honesty, what it shows. We can speculate about it, but that's the extent of it. And could it be the result of the Chinese government purging citizens? The Chinese communist government? Yeah. Bobby, is that statistic how many are dead or how many are infected? Also, the North Carolina coronavirus case was negative, which is good news. That is the U.S. Intel estimate of how many dead in China, in excess of 100,000. The number for official publication now is just slightly over 1,000. Oh, Texter explains, I meant to say they were getting Chinese flu shots, not American. Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying. Now, Bobby, by the way, I thought you'd like to know, Tom Steyer only blinks once per day per his doctor's orders. I didn't know that. We got more later in the program today, too, about Tom Steyer, he and his wife and their bank to help the underprivileged. Yeah. Yeah. With their 28% interest car loans, some help. They got lawsuits flying left and right against this guy. Bobby, didn't you know that Crazy Joe is in no ways tarred and knows it wasn't going to be easy? Channeling Hillary. He will be channeling Hillary yet. Phony Southern accent and all. I don't feel no ways tarred. Bobby, several sources are showing that the footage and audio in that video is actually clipped together and are actually separate incidents. One of those is a scooter accident. Well, I hope so. I hope that's the case. Bobby, in response to the survey on the website today, I would support an openly gay candidate if he wasn't a commie-crat like Mayor Pete. Gotcha. A few more things before we move away from the topic of COVID-19, the coronavirus. Virus has infected more than 60,000 people across 26 countries after first being discovered in China's Hubei province. And yet North Korea, which shares a border with a country where more than 59,000 of those cases and over 1,360 deaths have been reported, claims it does not have a single illness. See, there's little Rocket Man. Yeah, they don't have. Didn't his dad once play a round of golf and have 18 holes in one? Yeah, you can look it up. So North Korea, nothing to see here. They don't have any cases of the coronavirus in North Korea. Certainly not. A study from Lancet. Lancet is the British Journal of Medicine. Lancet study by the University of Hong Kong has estimated that the Chinese authorities have understated the coronavirus epidemic tenfold. The study calculates a spread rate of 2.68 per case and a doubling in total numbers every 6.4 days. This is from University of Hong Kong. Instead of the official figures of around 1,100 fatalities, there are other numbers stating 25,000 dead in total, or even as high as 10,000 per day. During the 1918 Spanish flu, 2.5% of the victims died, or an estimated 50 million people. The Wuhan figures indicate a death rate of 5%, double the Spanish flu of 1918, which would be extremely serious. Over 65% of the Chinese economy is shut down. More than 80% of the manufacturing industry is closed, and 90% of the export industry. See, this is something we need to pay some attention to as well, because our market is surging, and based on what happens in China, could be really bad news, because the Chinese economy is 17% of the world's economy, and so any shutdown of the manufacturing engine of the world is obviously downstream going to have serious repercussions for the rest of us. Chinese debt, by the way, has exploded. It was $2 trillion at the beginning of this century and is now $42 trillion. From $2 trillion in 2000, now in 2020, $42 trillion. And as the coronavirus crisis spreads, a major part of that debt is likely to turn into junk. Military taking a more serious look at this. I mentioned they already have plans now for 11 quarantine areas all around major airports in the country, including Atlanta is one of them, should they be needed. All right. More on the military prepping for a potential pandemic when we come right back on the other side. 3:45 now. It's a quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Work.
You are correct as usual, Governor LePetitmaine. We do exactly that. We work. We slave away over a hot microphone and computer terminal for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Yours truly, Bob and the Bobettes. In on the text line, hey, Bobby Mack, it would be interesting to see what the China/Russia border looks like right now. Signed, Airborne. Yeah, I suspect it is, what's the word I'm looking for? Militarized. That's it. Bobby, the coronavirus sounds eerily like the virus they called Captain Trips in the book The Stand by Stephen King. I certainly hope not. Wow. Bobby, here's a little known fact. Much of the brand name canned dog and cat food is manufactured in China. Bobby, how can I find the list of the representatives and senators that voted for the gas tax? Thank you, sir, from DWB. I would recommend checking with a fan of SC, Freedom Action Network of South Carolina, or you could go to the nerve.org website, and I'm sure the information is on one of the, probably on both of those websites. I know that Fan of SC has it for sure. Bobby, I looked up info about the coronavirus. It is a common virus we get all the time. What is it that makes this one different? The hype? No, it's a species jumper. They believe. The other alternative is that it started out as a bioweapon. Need to even think about that. Bobby, the reason the North Koreans have no coronavirus patients is because they shoot everyone coming in from China. Entirely possible. Bobby, was that a 5% fatality rate for those that contract the virus? It was. And seems to have worst effects on those who are over 40. Bobby, why aren't members of the Chinese military getting sick? Who says they're not? You think they're going to tell us? Bobby, do you have any information on the virus in South Korea? That's a good question. No, I have not seen anything on that. Bobby, my company has a plant in China, and that plant has been shut down for 3 weeks. He has been quarantined to his house. He's not allowed to leave unless it's to go to the store, in which you have to have your forehead, you have to have your temperature taken on your forehead. They have to stick you with a temperature gun before they'll allow you to enter the store. He says the bodies are piling up. The mortuaries can't burn the bodies fast enough. It is 1,000 times worse than they're letting on. Bobby just went to James Wood's site on Twitter in tears. Not only the horrendous video, awful, but so glad James Woods is back. The left slashed Hollywood is obligated to hate him. Yeah, they are. Part and parcel. Bobby, just to keep things in perspective, every year between 10 and 30 million people get the flu and tens of thousands die from the flu. That's true enough. But we're talking about a pandemic here of a whole new strain. Bobby Mack, since I drive for a living, I listen to a lot of different radio hosts, from you to Rush, Clyde Lewis and others. There have been several guests on several of the nighttime shows who are either experts in the biological viral field or have contacts within that field. What I've heard so far is this. One, the Asian people have 5 times more of a particular receptor in their lungs, which in turn makes them more susceptible to catching this coronavirus. Second, 85% of those who catch the virus survive, but they have severe lung problems afterwards on a cystic fibrosis level. And third, in China, if it were to go pandemic, the best, that is, worst estimate is 45 million deaths, 3 billion getting sick. Sorry for the bad news from Tony and the Big Truck. Now, that's not bad news at all. Appreciate you sharing what you're hearing around. Bobby, if it's on the internet or Twitter, it must be true. Well, I'm not saying, I'm just saying this is out there, all right? I'm not qualifying it in any way other than with the Chi-Com government. If they tell you the sun is shining, grab an umbrella. Okay? Bobby, I wonder what the NBA thinks about China now. From Jody's Gator. Bobby, I've been out of town for a few days. Have you heard the Joe Biden, I ain't no ways tired at? You're kidding. You mean he really went there? He really channeled Hillary in Alabama?
I ain't no ways tired. Yeah, they're those Republicans. Well, I'll put you back in chains. Yeah, I'll put you back in chains.
They're wise to you, Joe. You see the approval numbers for Donald Trump in the African-American community these days? north of 30%. Bobby, what started the coronavirus? Boy, there's the million-dollar question. The official word is that people contracted it from eating dried bats that were purchased in food markets in Wuhan. The other potential explanation is that less than 20 miles away is a P4 biological weapons lab, the biggest one the Chinese have. And that maybe it escaped. I must escape for the break at the top of the hour, but I'll be right back on the other side. We'll find out about this. I ain't no ways tired, Ab, because Drew McKissick from the South Carolina GOP is going to be with me next. Stay right there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.